WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. We're diving deep into something super important today, embracing your true identity and finding that sweet spot of authenticity. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, trying on different masks to fit in? You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people who seem so confident in who they are, but inside, you're still figuring it all out. We've all been there, trust me. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. This journey isn't about becoming someone else or conforming to expectations. It's about peeling back the layers and discovering the amazing, unique individual you already are. Now, let's break down some key takeaways to get us started. First off, self-awareness is your superpower. It's about taking a good hard look at yourself, your values, your beliefs, your passions, everything that makes you tick. Think of it like a personal inventory. What lights you up? What drains you? What are you truly good at? Once you know these things, you can start building your life around them, not the other way around. Remember, you don't have to be perfect, just authentically you. Next up, authenticity is a muscle, and like any muscle, it needs to be exercised. The more you live in alignment with your values and beliefs, the stronger that authenticity becomes. Don't be afraid to let your true colors shine through. Share your thoughts, express your opinions, even if they're different from the crowd. It's not about being loud or obnoxious. It's about staying true to yourself, even when it feels uncomfortable. Now, vulnerability is a strength, not a weakness. We live in a world that often tells us to put on a brave face and hide our imperfections. But guess what? True connection comes from being open and honest about who we are, flaws and all. It takes courage to let people see the real you, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Speaking of rewards, embracing your true identity can lead to a sense of purpose and fulfillment that you might not have experienced before. When you're living in alignment with your values, you feel more energized, motivated, and connected to something bigger than yourself. It's like discovering a hidden talent or passion. It's empowering and liberating. And finally, remember that this is a lifelong journey. There will be times when you stumble, doubt yourself, or feel like giving up. But keep pushing forward, keep exploring, keep learning about yourself. The more you invest in your authentic self, the richer and more fulfilling your life will become. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, right? Everyone's talking shop, trying to impress each other with their fancy titles and accomplishments. But you're feeling kinda lost in the crowd. You're not quite sure what to say or who to connect with because you haven't fully figured out your own thing. You keep trying on different masks, adopting personas that feel comfortable but ultimately aren't genuine. Sound familiar? It's easy to get caught up in this game of appearances, but here's the thing. True connections are built on authenticity. The moment you start embracing your unique talents and passions, people will gravitate towards you. They'll see the real you, the one who's confident, passionate, and unafraid to be themselves. And they'll want to connect with that energy. So, what are we taking away from all this? First, remember, self-awareness is key. Dig deep and figure out what truly matters to you. Second, don't be afraid to let your authentic self shine through. It's a superpower. Third, embrace vulnerability. It's the foundation for genuine connection. And finally, remember that this journey is ongoing. Keep learning, growing, and evolving into the amazing person you were meant to be. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some steps you can take today to embrace your true identity? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's build a community of authentic individuals who support each other's journeys. And remember, until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.